what exactly is a supermoon?
So supermoons are fairly rare. They happen every sort of year to 2 years. Sometimes we don't have one in a given year. But it's when the moon approaches perigee, which is its closest approach to the Earth. So most people think that orbits, you know, of the planets are circular. They're actually elliptical. So you have a close point and a further away point, if you like. And when we reach the closest point, we get larger tides. We also get a brightening of the moon. And if it coincides with when the moon's at its fullest, we get what's called a supermoon, which is what we'll basically see tonight. So there's actually quite a few this year. There's a couple coming up this year, which is very unique. And also we have this alignment of these four planets on the 15th, 16th as well.
I heard there's some debate over what really classifies a supermoon. Could you explain to us why?
It's a little bit of a loose term, and it's a fairly generous where it's where it's within 10% of its perigee, so like 10% of its closest approach. The actual one we've got tonight is a very close approach. So that's the kind of definition. But I've noticed as an astronomer that there's been a lot of more interest in the last year or two of these with people in Bondi in particular going out to view the supermoon, which I think is fantastic. I mean, you know, it's a great event to go and watch.
Why is tonight also dubbed a pink supermoon, a pink moon?
I'm not too sure about that. Usually, for the same reasons that we get a kind of redder sun as it sets. Usually the moon is just a bit redder as it rises due to the basic physics of the light sort of getting through the atmosphere. Potentially probably because it's just a little bit brighter, which will make it appear a bit redder. I mean, the interesting thing about the supermoon is that it's actually not any bigger. It's very hard for the human eye to tell that it's bigger. It's more the optical effect on the atmosphere of making it appear bigger with the amount of light surrounding it. So it's a bit of a there's a bit more physics behind it than really. And the supermoon name is a bit of an overstatement. But nonetheless, it'll be a great thing to go and watch.
And could you explain to us a little bit about this cosmic ladder as well? What's actually involved there?
So, I mean, absolutely. So 15th, 16th of this month, in the early morning, the moon will be waning. And around that same time, there'll be three planets very close to the moon and Mercury very low on the horizon, which is very rare to get those. You know, we've obviously got a lot of different orbits going on at different speeds, and to get everything to line up at the right place is kind of very, very special. So if you are an early bird, you can get up and go and have a look at that in the early hours of the morning. Mercury is an interesting one, actually, because obviously Mercury is the planet closest to our sun. So if you think about it, it's actually often very hard to observe in the night sky because it doesn't stray too far from the sun. Mm. So you can't see it in the daytime because it's near the sun. So that one's usually, you have to catch it at the right time above the horizon because it doesn't wander too far. But the other guys, Saturn, Mars and Jupiter, will be a really nice, you know, spectacle to watch those.
And just, Vonnie, I mean, you mentioned with a supermoon might be a little bit tricky to tell with the naked eye. With the cosmic ladder, will we need a telescope for that one, or will we be able to appreciate that one just looking up?
No, I mean, that's all naked eye. The planets, I mean, why those planets were, you know, first identified was that they could be identified with the naked eye. And they have very strange, peculiar motions. Like, you know, if you viewed it as a star, those stars would wander around and show stuff like retrograde motion, where they would actually, you know, be moving across the sky, then go back on themselves and then move again. So that for years, you know, people struggled to explain that until you know, the orbit theory came along. But I think it'd be great to see. One more fact is that Venus. Venus is exceptionally bright. It's one of the brightest objects in the night sky, and one of the first objects you see at night. And Venus, you'll be able to observe earlier in the night if you're not an early morning person. I think around 10, 11 o'clock, you should see Venus near the Seven Sisters or the Pleiades.
Fabulous stuff.
Yeah, and that should be really bright. Naked eye, you should be set up with that naked eye, no problem.
Well, Martin, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us, enlightening us a little bit on these ones this morning.
No worries. Okay, thank you so much.